This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hurts calling for the football. He's back. He's looking. He steps up. Still looking. Still looking. He's starting to run. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do it yourself.
That's two touchdowns for Jalen Hurts.
Heck of a game by the quarterback last night. Jalen Hurts, efficient, protected the football, didn't take sacks, and ran for two touchdowns. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Right back to all your phone calls in just a few minutes on the game, the win, the good, the bad, and the ugly, which, of course, is Jalen Carter getting thrown out of the game before this thing even got really started. Let's talk to the voice that called it all last night, Merrill Reese, joining us. Merrill, good morning.
Morning. Is it morning already?
Yes, it is. I don't know what time it is. I'm all off. But we got a victory last night, Merrill, which is the most important thing. That was a bizarre opener, especially when you factor in the weather delay there, Merrill.
Everything about it was, and I've had a chance since the game, while you're calling it, you're commenting on what is happening. But to really reflect takes a little bit of time. And the more I think about it, the more I believe that it was ridiculous to throw Jalen Carter out of that game. I mean, if he dives at a quarterback's knees and injures him and does something like that. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't stupid to retaliate or to do something that was disrespectful and crude like that, but I don't think the penalty fit the indiscretion. I think that what they should have done is fine him. They should have penalized the Eagles 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. But to take him out of the game before snap one and change that game dramatically, the effect, I hate when the officials have that kind of an effect on a game where they take the Eagles' best player and meanwhile Dallas, we talked all week about the fact that Dallas was out, they stupidly traded Micah Parsons and they're going to be without their best player. And then all of a sudden, the Eagles' best player is gone. I'm not saying that entered the officials' minds or that there was anything dishonest. But what I'm saying is I thought it was a ridiculous decision to throw him out of the game.
Well, it did change the game, Merrill. There's no question. I mean, I understood why they did it. It was so obvious. You know, it wasn't like, you know, sometimes there's like a, the guy's head flies back. Like, wait, was there a spit there? It was so obvious that I feel like they almost had no choice but to throw him out. But it did, Merrill,
well,
affect the game.
Merrill spit on him.
So Merrill, what you're saying, is it okay? It's okay to spit on players?
No, it's not okay. And it should cost you 15 yards on a fine. Not an elimination from the game, unless he was warned and then he did it again. But I think that's way over the top. But it's not as if there was a shot later that was a replay with one of the Cowboys throwing a punch at an Eagles player's head. I mean, that's a little bit different. But I mean, look, it's wrong, and it's a lack of discipline. And I guarantee you, he won't do it again. But to throw him out and change the entire game, I think is over the top. I think it's too much.
Merrill, let's spin forward here. So last year, the team suspended Jalen Carter for the first quarter of the Falcons game with an internal thing. I think maybe it came out that he missed the meeting, something that made them do that. Do you think the Eagles will have any punishment for Jalen Carter moving forward because of what happened last night?
Yeah, I'm sure they will, but we'll never know about it. I mean, whether it's financial or whatever they do, there'll be something involved there, and I'm sure that Nick Sirianni has really exploded and let him know what he thinks. And, of course, you can't do that.
Right.
I'm just saying, to dramatically change a game like that for spitting, a little saliva, I mean, look, again, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Penalize them. They gave the ball to the Cowboys near midfield. And then they're going to find Jalen Carter, and maybe the league finds Jalen Carter, but that's enough. Don't change the whole game because he spit. You know, that's just way over the top.
Well, and it changed the game. I mean, the Cowboys went right down the field and scored their first three times. All right, Mel, let's talk about the other stuff that happened, because there was a lot in that game. And I think we start with the quarterback. Merrill, last night was one of those nights where you had to watch the game to really feel it. Because Jalen Hurts' numbers last night weren't anything off the charts. I thought he played great last night. I thought he was in control. Only took one sack. Accuracy was there. Now it was mostly underneath stuff except the shot to Dotson. But every time they needed a play, especially with his legs, Merrill, to ice the game, the two touchdowns, I thought Jalen was really good last night.
That's what great quarterbacks do. And he is a great quarterback. He is growing every year, every game. He is a great quarterback. He is a winner. He's the reason they won that game. He's the reason they are 1-0. The biggest reason, of course, because he didn't have a lot of time to throw, and he was on the run, and he was under duress, but he found ways to win the game, to make the final first down on a quarterback draw. I mean, he's just so good. The Eagles are so fortunate that he's their quarterback.
Well, he was really good last night. And they also got some contributions on the defensive side as that game went on from the rookies. I thought Makuba showed something. Jahad Campbell showed something. Those young kids out there, they got snaps, Merrill, and they made plays.
Yeah, and speaking of the defense, now, Hugh, you guys may see this differently, and I think Mike Quick saw the play a little bit more differently from me, but I thought the penalty on Reed Blankenship in the end zone, what was he to do when the pass was thrown in that direction? He was running towards the receiver, and he couldn't pull up at that point. And there was contact, and they called hitting a defenseless receiver. It wasn't if he went helmet to helmet with the head or anything like that. I thought that was a weak call.
The Blankenship one, they had a lot of penalties last night on defense. The Blankenship one was one. It was almost like, man, what is he supposed to do? He's flying full speed. That was a tough one last night on the Eagles. And they just throw those flags down, Merrill, when you're anywhere near the head. But that one, I fell for Reed on that. Merrill Reese with us here as we react to the Eagles' victory last night over the Dallas Cowboys. Merrill, that game, you know, I don't know if they just got cold. That game was so different after the delay. I mean, it was an offensive game the whole game. And then, Merrill, they come out of delay and almost no one could move the football.
Yeah, it was like the air went out of the balloon. Everybody was flat at that point. But fortunately, the Eagles had the lead and they maintained the lead. And they're 1-0 at this point. And, you know, maybe we should come to expect this. Last year, too, the first four games, well, they won in Brazil. Then they lost the next week to Atlanta. Then they went and beat a bad New Orleans team, even though the Saints were off to a good start. And then they were absolutely horrible in Tampa Bay. I think this is a product of not playing regulars at all in the preseason. Now, wait a minute. Before we jump to that, I want to say that I agree with that now. I've completely changed my thinking. I know why they do it. They do it because it's a long, hard season, and you want to keep your players fresh, and you don't want them injured in the preseason. Detroit plays their regulars in the preseason, and Detroit was the best team throughout much of last season. So they got to the playoffs, and they had 16 players on injured reserve, and the Eagles, who started slowly, who were 2-2, only lost one more game the rest of the way, and they had 22 healthy starters in the playoffs. So that's the price you pay for guarding against injuries early.
Well, it is, and the good thing is you get a win. They didn't play great. They didn't play their best, I'll say it that way, but they still got a victory, which is the important thing. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on, and enjoy a weekend watching the NFL, and we got a game tonight as well. The team we're going to see next week, the Chiefs and the Chargers tonight. Merrill, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, who disagreed with the idea of ejecting Jalen Carter last night.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Can I take a moment to say something?
Floor is yours.
I'm starting to get a lot of text messages about why I didn't, you know, let Merrill go on like he did. And I just want to say, I already got two strikes. I don't need a third. Merrill's an OG.
Well, listen, Merrill's our guest, and he's entitled to his opinion. I thought the ejection was warranted. Merrill didn't.
Merrill's an OG. Yep. I know what my bread is buttered, so I'm going to go ahead and keep these two strikes, and I ain't going to take that third.
Yeah, I have a blanket rule. We just can't do the spitting thing. We just got to outlaw spitting, and if you spit on someone, you're out of the game. That's all.
I will say this. Better not nobody spit on me, because, I mean, that's not, that dog ain't going
to. Yeah, I don't think that dog's hunting for anyone.
Dog ain't going to hunt.
Yeah, no, it's not. Let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, DeMond.
Hey, man, I'm good. Hugh, man, listen, I'm laughing at you, bro, because if Dak would have spit at me, I'm going to tell you, if Dak would have spit at me, and I'm a football player, I'd have swung that back here yesterday. I'd have got kicked out from school.
DeMond, seriously, but why? Like, seriously.
Why? Because, listen, that's disrespectful to spit in my area, spit in my way as a man. That's total disrespect, no. Man. You're talking about being a man, being a person. As a person, he was somebody. If somebody spits at you, that's total disrespect, man. You know
listen,
that, man.
Listen,
you
DeMar,
know that, Hugh.
I understand that we are dealing with copium this morning, but we have to be smart in situations like this. So you're telling me, if you're walking down the street right now, DeMar, you're on your way to work, and if somebody spits in your path, that gives you the right to punch them in the face? That's what you're telling me?
No, sir. No, sir. What I'm telling you is that if you watch the video, because I rewind, I caught on DVR. I rewind the whole thing a couple of times. Dak is saying something, too.
Yes, he is. He's talking trash.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you see what he's doing.
So,
now, what he did was, now, this is what I'm going to say. You're right about that. We got to get his temper under control. What Dak did is a sucker move, dog. He's a sucker. He baited, like you said, he baited him into it only because he was on in the NFL. Dak would have never did that in the playground.
Oh, okay, so
in high school,
so DeMond,
he would have never did that.
So DeMond, who's the sucker? Because Dak played in the game and damn near won it. So who's the real sucker?
Well, you're right. You're right. JC did it. Now that's what I agree with you on, Hugh. That part as
so,
far as
so,
getting him some help.
So,
him some help
no, but DeMond, I started out, and I like the call because you're calling with passion, but DeMond. You have to know that is done. Like you just said, if we're in the streets, Dak ain't doing that on the streets. So why is he doing it now? It's because he's trying to conquer you. You have to play chess. That was a checkers move. I understand.
Right.
I hate the Cowboys just as much as everybody else. But I also know that if I'm not on the field, that greatens their chances of winning the game.
You understand that?
Because I know where you're going, bro. There's street rules. And there's football rules. They can't be intertwined, man. You got to be smarter than that. We're not in the streets.
And let me add this to it. I understand your point, DeMond, and maybe it was taunting or disrespectful, whatever word we want to use. I would have been okay, DeMond, if he got in his face, even if he shoved him. 15-yard penalty. Like, I might say, Jalen, come on, that cost us 15 yards. But you're not getting thrown out of the game for going up to Dak and shoving him, right? That's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike. We all move on. You can't spit on him.
I agree. Now, I don't think he should have got thrown out of the game. I'm with Merle on that.
Wait a second, we have to throw people out of games for spitting. We can't let spitting. Hold on. The NFL, well, and DeMond, we love you, man. Appreciate the call. We noticed what happened to Nolan Smith last night, right? The NFL now has an emphasis on taunting. There's no way I can let someone taunt, and that's a penalty. Like, I don't even think taunting is a big deal. Like, we're all grown-ups. Who cares if they're having fun? Like, I think that's silly. But they're emphasizing taunting now, but we're going to allow spitting? Like, we can't allow spitting.
Here's the thing. Now, you know, we talk about Dallas sucks and all this other stuff. But across the league, you have to have a mutual respect for everybody. Now, I remember a few years ago, Tony Romo spit on, who was it, J.J. Stokes? Spit in his face. J.J. Stokes didn't do a thing. I think, I forgot what happened to Romo. But that was disrespectful. And then, let's think of, like, we tend to forget, like, not what, 3-4 years ago, we were all running around wearing masks, social distancing.
You mean Bill Romanowski?
What did I say?
You said Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah, I messed his name up. Romo Romanowski.
Well, I just, you know, that's kind of a big thing to say.
Yeah,
Tony Romo spit on someone. I'm like,
yeah,
did he?
Tony, Bill Romanowski. That's why you were looking at me like I was crazy.
Because I was like, Tony Romo spit
no,
on someone?
I was cooking.
That felt like I would have remembered it.
No, I was cooking and I forgot. But you're right, it was Romanowski. Yeah. And we just got out of an era. We just got out of a time where we were social distancing and we weren't spitting on everybody. So now it's cool to spit on somebody?
It's not cool to spit on anyone.
And he's justified because Dak spit in his area? Like, DeMond, I'm not picking on you, but, dog, that sounds kind of stupid. With all due respect, you're not stupid. I don't think you are. But listen to how we are justifying spitting on somebody.
This actually is a memorable segment. We have come to justify the spitting, and Tony Romo, poor guy, just caught a stray. Didn't do anything. Poor guy. All right, 215-592. We're sorry, Tony. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, all your phone calls, your reaction. I would suspend Jalen Carter for next week. If I'm Nick Sirianni, he doesn't suit up next week. That's the punishment. Let's get this through that we can't do this ever again. Where do you come down on the Jalen Carter situation? Spitgate, the game itself.
Spitgate.
We'll also
crazy.
Get to Jalen Hurts, how he played last night, his performance, which I thought was really good. Except A.J. Brown didn't get the ball until like 2 minutes ago. What was that about? All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody know my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's are coming out with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Now, folks, I've had it. I've had it straight. I've had it in the locker room punch. Both ways is really good, but I kind of like it straight. It has a smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with your friends. It's bold, vibrant, and has an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and a hint of honey. It's going to be my new tailgate drink this year, people. Jack Daniel's Blackberry is coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.